Welcome, one and all, to this special episode of the Necronomicast. This is your co-host, Brian, down in the crematorium here. We have a special guest for you this evening. It's Jamie Nestrel. She is the organizer of the Great Omaha Haunticon Paranormal Convention that's going on in April here in the River City. So Jamie's coming down to the crematorium. She's going to be telling us all about the convention, how you can be a part of it. It's in Omaha in April. We wanted to bring you an episode all about Fantasy Island. And we were all excited to talk to you about Fantasy Island until we started reading the reviews and we thought, screw it. Well, we're going to wait for the Invisible Man to do a group show. Fantasy Island, the reviews look terrible. And, well, we just didn't want to sit there and talk about a terrible movie for all of you nice people on the Necronomicast. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy as we talk to Jamie Nestrel all about the upcoming Omaha Haunticon. And here we are. We're recording a special episode of the Necronomicast live here in the crematorium, the Corey Crematorium. My guest is Jamie Nestoy. Is that right?
Nestrel?
Uh-huh.
We just close had a enough conversation. let's bring the listeners
in. It's very Czechoslovakian.
Yeah. Let's bring the listeners into our world. We just had a discussion about there's a special guest at this event that we're going to be hyping. And we were just had like a 10-minute panic. Like, how do you pronounce these guys' last names? So that's how we're going to start the show. Jamie, thanks for coming over for this episode of the Necronomicast. Our dear listeners that would listen back to maybe episode 159, I think, will remember you because you are the CEO, you're the grand poobah, you're everything to do with this Omaha Haunticon, now in its third year.
Correct.
How are you? Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, thanks for braving the cold winter. You're always out here like when it's cold.
Last time it was January and I remember it was colder than this. So tonight's okay.
Totally. So here we are. We're going to be talking about Haunticon. It's the third one. And we just had like an anniversary yesterday of the first Haunticon 2 years ago.
Yes. Yesterday was it?
Yesterday. My, how we've grown.
I know. My Facebook was blown up with people's photos of slaughterhouses. It was awesome.
Yeah. So let's go back. Let's talk about the first Haunticon. And what it is, it's a paranormal, cryptozoology, all kinds of things like that. Big convention here in Omaha, which is when?
April 4th, Saturday.
Saturday, April 4th, coming up 2020. Anyway, so we were talking just about the first one at the slaughterhouse.
Yes. An abandoned slaughterhouse in the Omaha Union Stockyards.
Yeah. Now, you had us be MCs for it, which was tons of fun, but we also had to move portable heaters because this was, like, we were giving talks. People were giving talks in the freezer of the old slaughterhouse.
Well, a lot of those hiccups were pretty unplanned.
Right,
yeah,
right.
They were actually totally unplanned till about a week before when I found out the slaughterhouse was not going to provide the heat. So,
you want heat?
Well, they were going to, but then he had all of his heaters out on job sites. And I'm like, this is a hiccups that has zeros behind it. Like, this is a big deal. And we worked it out. I mean, unfortunately, that place was legitimately built to be a freezer. So it did hold the cold just like it would hold the warmth. I think the heaters definitely it helped. Let's put it that way. But it was cold in there. It was what it was.
What helped, though, also was jamming about 400 people into the place.
Yeah.
Would the fire marshal say you could have in there? Something like that?
All in all, that day between vendors, attendees, volunteers, we had almost five.
Right. I know. I'm just giving
and
you.
And honestly, that place could have, like, hindsight, we could have had more in there. I mean, as far as codes and whatever, that's a whole different story.
Right.
But as far as square footage goes, we didn't know, you know, nobody knew the rules of an abandoned slaughterhouse at that time or how many people would comfortably fit in there, how many vendors would comfortably fit in there.
Comfortably.
Yeah, yeah.
In the abandoned slaughterhouse.
Comfortably in the abandoned slaughterhouse.
But it was a great venue for such a great event. The very first Haunticon, and you had some great speakers. You had some really great keynote speakers that were in there. You had interesting vendors, just a nice array of the community of the paranormal there in one spot for one day for everybody to kind of get to know each other. I mean, there was like a real sense of community with it too. It was great. Then the second year, much bigger at Sokol.
Yeah, well, Sokol was a little better venue because it had heat and indoor plumbing,
right,
and, you know, all those like creature comforts that I think most people are looking for.
I was really happy for you, like going in there and I'm like, man, look at all these people. Look at all these vendors. And you had another great list of keynote speakers at this event. I was just like, how can you top it? Like, what's going to be going on the next year? And now it's here. We're coming up on it.
It's here. It's going to be here 4th, very soon.
April 4th, mm-hmm. Omaha Hauntagon at the Sokol Auditorium. What's the website?
HauntagonOmaha.com.
HauntagonOmaha.com. You can find all this at HauntagonOmaha.com. Who's coming to this event? Who's coming to this next one?
Well, this year there is going to be 56 vendors total, and that includes, again, a ton of haunted locations. There's 17 locations coming from around the Midwest, some that you will recognize from prior years of Haunticon, which are excellent to work with, like Missouri State Penn and Malvern Manor. They are absolutely always welcome back. I love to see them. And then a ton of new haunted locations that are just coming on this year. Aside from haunted locations, tons of paranormal teams. I think there's 14 total. And then, of course, you have your more authors, artists, things of that nature that do all sorts of stuff from scary type of art, mm-hmm. all the way to kind of more art with metaphysical feelings and things like that. Bunch of readers. I think there's 5 or 6 readers. So like you have the Bones, Tarot, Oracle. I know I have a runes reader. I have a past life regression girl coming this year.
What is a past life regression girl?
Well, you have to check it out. She's going to be in the auditorium. So she does like full past life regressions typically that you would go to a studio much like yours for.
Yes.
She's going to do mini ones. And it is you've seen the X-Files. They dig into your brain.
Okay. I'm just like, you know.
You know which episode I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about. So I just imagine that being all that under one roof at the Haunticon. When do you start working on this? Like for the year?
Like June. Yeah. June or July. June is like very just putting my toe in the water, getting the date down, those type of things. July is lining up those first couple of keynote speaker type of special guests. And then by September, it's full on booking vendors and all that jazz.
Amazing. I'm looking forward to it. Haunted locations. There's so many of them, it seems like.
I definitely reach out to haunted locations. Mm-hmm. Those are my number one vendors that I want to book because I would prefer to have more of that than anything else.
Why is that?
Well, because I want Haunticon has always been about bringing people that are interested in the paranormal, like you said, in one place at one time.
Right.
And kind of if you bring these haunted locations to Omaha, they can meet the people, kind of hear the story about their location, and then they can decide, hey, this is somewhere I'd like to either go maybe take a tour to or do an overnight investigation. Mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. think it really allows attendees to know where they want to go, and it also allows locations to get the word out about maybe ones you haven't heard of or, you know, that have been on the very, very big paranormal television shows.
Or the ones that, you know, haven't had a ton of investigating that you right. want to kind of go check out untainted.
Yeah. And so that's why those are the first vendors that I go for, is because
that's cool.
been the backbone of Haunticon since day one, is I want haunted locations.
Yeah. I mean, that's where we found the Beatty Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
We went and investigated that last year. That was a lot of fun. I just really like having the run of these giant, old, dilapidated buildings and schoolhouses and things like that. It's totally fun. The Beatty Mansion. And they were really, we met them at Haunticon. We talked to them and they were really, everybody at these conventions is very honest. You know, there's nobody up there trying to really bullshit you or anything like that. And I appreciate that. But at the Beatty, I know for sure when we were sitting there talking to them, you know, they were telling us very truthful, non-elaborative stories. You know, they were just telling us straight out what they've experienced and what other people have experienced, and didn't try and overhype it or anything like that. It was good information. And we've gotten that from a lot of the different vendors down there.
Right. And enough to make you be like, hey, let's go check it out.
And that's exactly what we did. We felt comfortable spending the money and the time to get down there and everything. And yeah, it was a good time. It was a real good time. And we came out with some recordings that make you scratch your head, you know.
Like, so wow. You did have some experience that is maybe unexplainable.
Oh, sure. Awesome. Most of the places that we've been to, there's something that we're like, what is that? Now, we're not seeing giant full-bodied apparitions coming
Darn
at us
it.
Or anything like that. We haven't seen that guy yet. But absolutely, from these different spots that we've hit. Let's see, the Sally House.
Oh,
I mean, you know, yeah. Just weird.
That's a fun one.
Malvern.
Yes.
I mean, of course. Hi, Josh. Places like that, Villisca. I mean, there's always something that gives you pause. You know, and one thing I saw that was cool about your HauntedCon this year that you're going to have these classes for people that have never been or are just starting out with their paranormal adventures, different tips and classes and how to, like, the best equipment that you should buy or how to use equipment, things like that, how to investigate a place, like how to start out.
Well, like this year, all of my classes really focus on the beginners. There's two different ones on basic equipment, not saying you should go buy these equipment.
Right.
But this is equipment that you see oftentimes used on paranormal television, like the SLS, for example. It's the one that makes the stick figures. And people are like, what is that? How does it work? Whatever. And so this will be like someone that's very experienced being like, hey, this is what SLS is. This is how it works. This is the price range. You know, we have dowsing rods, SLS, the FLIR camera, ghost box, which most people think are spirit box, which are very interesting. The ones that talk back to you.
Yeah.
And then voice recorders, EVP is one of the most simple, including dowsing rods. But yeah, just to kind of let people know that what different equipment is out there and that you don't have to rush in there and blow $1,000 to go be an investigator. Kind of do your homework a little bit and just start very simple. And then if you like it, then invest a little more.
Yeah. That's...
But you don't need all that stuff to start.
No. When we started out, my goodness, we had the old family video camera.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like Paranormal Activity.
Not VHS tape, but damn close.
Oh, darn.
Like the smaller tapes, but you know what I mean? Yeah. But it had like, you know, you have to really flip this switch to get the night vision on. You know, it wasn't like ding, ding, nothing like that. Just like a lecture digital recorder,
yeah.
Nothing special.
Nope.
Just a little Sanyo or something like that. It was pretty Olympus. It was pretty cheap. But yeah, you just put that up and then you get the free Audacity music production software or audio production software. You can get that for free. Download your stuff into there and
see what you have.
You're an instant investigator. That's what's cool. I'm super glad that you've got these classes or workshops or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, workshops is a good word, I think.
Yeah, for people that might be a little intimidated, not so much about the ghosts.
Right,
that's
right.
Intimidating enough, you know?
Right.
But like, what do I just do what I've seen on TV?
Right.
I mean, like, what do I do?
And how much money am I willing to put into this piece of equipment that I have no clue what it's actually doing?
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad you guys are doing that. I'm glad you're putting that on. It's more than just ghost stories. It's like actual hands-on practical information that people could use. You know?
Yeah, awesome. I think so.
Nice. We've got some keynote speakers coming up.
Yes. So the list this year will be Brad and Barry Kling.
Yes.
They are from Discovery Channel's Ghost Lab. So very excited to have those two up from Texas. They'll be talking about some Texas ghost stories. Of course, their journey on Ghost Lab. Then I have Heather Taddy coming from Paranormal State that was on A&E and is on my all-time favorite paranormal television show.
Yeah.
She is now on Travel Channel's Alien Highway, which my parents dig. And then Johnny Hauser of the Villisca Axe Murder House will be one.
Good.
Big surprise, I will be one.
Yes.
Yes. So I will be doing an abduction story, not my own.
Really?
Yes.
This was related. This was expressed to you?
It's one that I talk about on my tours.
Okay.
So, but I'm going to do it in a lecture setting.
Bookmark. I want you to talk about your tours too. Before we're done.
And then we have CCPI, which is Calhoun County Paranormal Investigators. They just came out with Squatch, Iowa.
Okay.
Last year. So they will be like the Bigfoot town hall kind of lectures. And then Coyote Chris, he is a shamanic and he will be talking about kind of protecting yourself and being respectful to spirits and everything that he does in his life.
Yeah, that's good that he's going to be on there too, because one thing that, when we were kind of starting off with paranormal investigating, we would do what we kind of saw on TV. Provoke the spirits.
Bad idea, yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Not just provoking maybe some kind of evil spirit or anything, but just let's not be an asshole to the afterlife.
Yeah, don't be out there being a yahoo and expect good results.
Yeah, you don't need to be a bro out yeah. there and get results. What a great list of keynote speakers. I'm really excited to have a Bigfoot presentation.
Mm-hmm. So is my mom.
Yeah, your mom's the big Bigfoot friend.
My mom's the Bigfoot lady.
God bless her. I love it. For sure. So they're going to be talking about, they just made a movie, Squatch, Iowa.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
I have seen most of it, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. Because I know some of their stuff is on Amazon.
Yep.
Is this one?
I think this one's on Prime for sure.
Okay.
I can't remember because I watched it like right when it came out and I don't know, but I feel like it is on Amazon Prime.
I found those guys a while ago. Ooh, and I bought their video, Haunted Iowa.
Yep, I know that one too.
Yep, I got it up there on DVD.
Uh-huh.
So they're definitely a group that I've been following for a while, and I'm excited to see this and hear their presentation about Sasquatch, Iowa. Because you always think about Sasquatch like in the Pacific Northwest mm-hmm. or maybe down south, Skunk Ape or something like that. But in Iowa, there's a lot of woods. There's a lot of forest. There's a lot of
territory. There's a lot of reports in Nebraska too.
That's what I've heard. I just think that's... interesting, you know. I don't know. Why not me? Why don't I see one? I don't know. It'd probably be like the worst thing that ever happened to me if I ever saw a Bigfoot.
You think so?
First of all, people laugh at me because my guest here, and I'm doing all the talking. No, people laugh at me because like, oh wow, you go to these haunted locations. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? I've never been camping.
Well, yeah, that's how you're gonna go see Bigfoot. Oh my goodness, get out there.
Yeah, and I'm a
total... And I keep offering to take to lure you into the woods, and you just never take me up on it.
Yeah, that's funny. Come on, this girl's trying to get you out in the woods. Yeah. Well, my wife would have something to say about
that. But she can come too if she wants to see the Sasquatch.
I'm just being silly. But if we want to see the Sasquatch, I'm afraid what would happen. It's like when Joker in the Batman movie, he says, I'm like a dog that chases a car. I don't know what I'm going to do when I find one.
Right.
Well, or when I get one, or, you know.
It changes your life, and you rationalize and say it was an 8-foot human homeless person in the woods with yellow glowing eyes.
Yeah, with yellow glowing, or red.
Right, all red. Of those things, and then you're like, yeah, homeless guy.
But we can enjoy this presentation about Iowa Bigfoots in the safety and the comfort of the Sokol Auditorium on April 4th. In Omaha. So we can get tickets. I know before you, I was listening to the show you're on before with us, and people went to a different website to get tickets.
Well,
if you want to get tickets online, where do you go?
Well, you can go through HauntaConOmaha.com and then you click get tickets. It's actually called Local Stubs. It's ran through Omaha Magazine.
Yeah, okay.
And you can find it that way too at localstubs.com.
Good.
Either way, it's going to get you to the same landing point.
Yeah, wherever people have an account or they're familiar or comfortable buying tickets, but... your bank account will not be hijacked by a prince in Nigeria if you buy your tickets at HauntaCon.
No, and they're only $30. And for $30, it gets you 8 hours of fun and speakers and classes and shenanigans and learning.
And live
and a
music.
Concert. Yes, 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 and a concert.
Tell us about the live music.
So Josh Hurd of Malvern Manor, along with his friend, have JB Acoustic. And last year I premiered A Brush with Evil 3, his most recent documentary in that series. And I did not want to screen someone else's movie because Josh is so important to me and to HauntCon. I just was like, I don't want to go that route. I want to do something different. And then someone else, his name is Ron, was like, well, hey, what about Josh playing music? And I'm like, done. Let me text him. Mm-hmm. So from 5 to 7, we're going to kind of switch some things around, tear down the auditorium real quick. And 5 to 7, people can just watch Josh or continue carrying on with the convention, have a few beers.
Because there's a cash bar.
There is a cash bar.
Yeah, very important. You got to sell this event. So that's great. HauntaCon, well, how much are tickets?
30.
Is it just a straight 30 or is there a little kid price? Is there?
No, this is an 8+ only event.
See, we got to get that information out too. So if all you 7 and 6-year-olds listening to the listening to the pod, no.
Right.
Right, right.
I don't want to scare your children.
Right. If you're 8 years old, have your mom and dad take you to the HauntaCon on April 4th.
It was always 8 because I needed my daughter to be able to come.
Oh, right.
Now she's 10, so.
Oh, shit.
But I left it at 8.
Well, there you go. Well, my son Landon, he's got another year to go before he can go to Haunticon. So yeah, it's coming up. Plans for the future, or is that out of line?
We do not say next year until about April 7th or later.
Okay.
After I've had time to decompress and sleep. Yeah. Then we can open up the forum for potential.
What we want to do.
Gosh, I would love to have it again at the slaughterhouse.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. That was absolutely crazy.
Like more like in May.
So we don't have to rent. Were those gas heaters?
Oh my
gosh, propane?
They were propane.
Propane. That was hilarious.
My life. My dad has one in his garage and he fires it up to be funny right in front of me.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's like PTSD for me.
Oh, of course. Well, what was funny is that we would heat up, me and Doug and Zip, we would heat up a room that a keynote just had finished in, because there was like a half hour break or something for the room to clear out and then for people to come in. And we'd take these heaters and just heat the room. And then when the keynote started, we'd take them out in the hallway and so the vendors could get some warmth. But
it was really fun.
It was super
Dragging
fun, though.
Those heaters around was super fun.
Well, that kept
Staying
me
the
warm.
Night in there the night before, that was even more fun.
Yeah, you don't have to do that at the Sokol. And has anybody ever done a paranormal investigation of the Sokol Auditorium?
Not that I know of.
Okay. For the people that are not from Omaha, the Sokol Auditorium, beautiful, old school. What would the nationality be?
Bohemian.
Bohemian. Hall, and then downstairs there's a famous kind of punk rock underground music club, and then they had gymnastics on the
they
the
still
side.
Do
oh they still do mm-hmm. Sokol gymnastics there.
Yep.
Oh wow, cool. Yeah, it's just been in Omaha since when?
1926.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Almost 100 years.
Yep.
Wow, jeez.
So yeah, not like huge concert venue, wedding venue, all sorts of venue, but most well known, like you said, for that like kind of seether type of punk rock or anything like that in the underground and upstairs.
Gosh, I remember like back in 1994 when the band 311.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, when they got signed and they went to LA and the record company wanted them to make a music video. Well, nobody in LA, I mean, they couldn't fill a giant place like they could in Omaha. So everybody flew back to Omaha in 311 and they filmed most of the music video with the live crowd stuff at Sokol. Mm-hmm. So if you ever catch that video, there's Sokol Hall in the very first 311 video.
Everybody that is from Omaha and has been here, especially as a teenager, early 20s, remembers Sokol. For a lot of people, Cottonmouth King is a big one.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of bands that have awesome memories at Sokol.
Shoot, man, I saw Ben Folds there. I saw just a NERD. I saw a ton of shows there.
Oh, wow. I saw two Skinny J's there when I was like 19. I don't even know if you remember who that is.
I've seen two Skinny J's and the Cottonmouth Kings. And
yes.
All I always thought Cottonmouth Kings was funny because they had like the giant guy on the stage who didn't rap, who didn't do any music. Didn't he just kind of...
He just was there.
Yeah, he was...
He was a big dude.
I was like, how did...
And the two Skinny J's concert just got weird, but it was good.
We're digressing. Right? But that's awesome because that's how important this place is to Omaha. And the Omaha Haunticon is there. Jamie, tell us a little bit about your tours. Are they starting up again in the spring or summer?
Yes. So they'll start up again outdoors in April. Right now I just do indoor stuff for MCC. So I'm still doing the Monsters and the Myths and the Legends.
What's
and true
MCC?
Crime. Metropolitan Community College.
Okay.
So, yep, lots of true crime and weird monster stuff go on when it's too cold to go outside.
What are your favorite, like a true crime story? What's a good one?
You know, I won't tell you because I teach a class for it. But it's no secret that most people want to hear the full story about Charlie Starkweather.
Yes. Yes. And that's even timely today.
Yeah.
Because Carol Ann Fugate.
I saw it.
She applied for a pardon, clemency. What do they call
it? She did it. Yeah, she did. She basically was disagreeing with, from what I gathered on the article, that she always claimed some innocence regarding that Charlie was very much on the other side of the book that she had to do with the baby and with Carole King.
You really know your stuff. So yeah, Carol Ann Fugate, she was the one that kind of went around with him after he killed her parents.
Wow. Right. After her parents died at somebody's hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, there was 11 total and she was there for 10 of them.
He killed 11?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wasn't aware that it was that many.
The only one she missed was the Robert Culvert, the guy who was working at the gas station.
The gas station guy, mm-hmm. Yeah. In Lincoln, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Jamie, you're a heck of a guest.
And now I'm like going to go home and like look at this article some more about what she said today. Actually, oddly enough, the very first class I did this year for true crime was on the anniversary of the Bartlett's murder, which is who Carolyn Fugate's parents.
Wow.
I mean, talk about coincidence. It was bizarre.
We'll have to have you back just to talk straight up true crime. Right. Like some kind of Omaha or
my life is there. So weird.
Well, it's interesting. I do like the stuff that you bring up with the Haunticon and all that kind of stuff. It's very exciting. I'm looking for a book. Right over there. It's called A Need to Kill, Mark Pettit. Have you ever read that one?
By John Juber, or about John Juber. Yeah, that's a very dark, good book.
Yeah, we interviewed him about 2 years ago for the show. And that was really interesting just talking to him, because back then he could take the evidence home.
Yeah.
The reporter.
Yeah, well, it was 1983. A lot
the
of things.
The reporter took the... He took the evidence home.
He's like, I'm just going to borrow this.
I'm just writing a book. I'll bring it back.
And John told him everything. He just sang like a bird.
I know. Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. So you're aficionado of true crime. And you say you teach a class?
I do. Just called Nebraska True Crime.
Wow. I mean, people get credit.
These are CE.
But still, that's amazing.
These are people just coming out and enjoying
stuff. Do you
have
a textbook?
I do not. No, so I don't. No,
like a,
no.
Okay.
But I give tests at the end. Just kidding. I don't. You have to just fill out a questionnaire. That's it.
Oh, that's cool. Wow. Nebraska True Crime. You do your paranormal haunted tours.
Mm-hmm.
What's the website for that again?
Midwest Paranormal History Tours. Oh, well, that's what it's called. MPHtours.com is.
MPH.
Tours.
Tours.
.com.
We got the Haunticon. That's coming up. So, yeah, no sleep for Jamie.
No sleep for Jamie. Very little.
Well, we're very excited to be a part of it. We're going to have a live podcast recording. We're going to be kind of the sights and sounds of, the sounds of Haunticon. And we'll have some people stop by the table and chat. So we'll have some people that are just attending. And hopefully we can get some people from a haunted venue to come and say hello. Or maybe even a keynote speaker will come up after or before they go on. And we'll kind of report back to this event, which it's, I know I said it at the beginning of the show, it's getting bigger and bigger. And that's it's a testament to your hard work.
No pressure. No pressure. Thanks.
I try to give you a compliment.
I know. Thank you. Thank you.
No, but I mean, it takes, like we were just saying before the tape started rolling, it takes a lot of work to put something like this on, and it's a labor of love for you. And I know the people in the community love it too, as they keep coming back. So April 4th, Sokol, Omaha, Nebraska, Haunticon, the Midwest premier haunted convention right here in River City. Is there anything, did we miss anything?
Gosh, I don't think so.
I think we covered it all.
I think we did.
All right. That's good. We'll be sure to talk about Haunticon as we lead up to it here on the Necronomicast. And we'll have some kind of recap. You can find out about it on our website. We'll link to it. And we'll take pictures. We will have the sights with the sound of Haunticon on our Facebook page and at Necronomicast.com. So until then, this is Brian on behalf of the co-hosts Wayne, Lori, Zip, and Doug. Got Jamie here. Say goodbye, Jamie.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Haunticon episode of the Necronomicast.